Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield. Charlie Forsman is Sustainable Ag Systems Lead with Bayer Crop Science. When you say sustainable ag systems, what are you talking about?
Yeah, when I think about sustainability, it's soil health. It's products that can help farmers produce more with less. It's cover crops, nutrient management, no-till farming. So a little bit of combination of practices in the field, but also technologies that are coming up through our pipeline.
We have been hearing a lot about cover crops. And we've been hearing a lot about sustainability and the need for that. How important is that to your grower customers to take advantage of those opportunities to be more sustainable on their farms?
I think it's becoming ever more important to our grower customers. So our grower customers are responding to consumers. We have this new class of consumers who are very... They want to know where their food comes from. They want to know what happens on the farm. They want to know how it was produced. Was it sustainably produced? And so our farmers are reacting to that. But at the same time, I think farmers have always been good stewards of the land. A lot of them own their own land. They care about how it's managed. They want to pass it down to the next generation. So I think it's been driven on two fronts, one from the consumer front and the other one from just the inherent nature of farmers in general.
So as we paint this picture for sustainability, take out the crystal ball. What does it look like in 5-10 years?
I think you'll see more cover crops on farm. If I look at current trends in cover crops, we're about 17 million acres in the U.S. cover cropped. But if you go back to 2012, we were only at 10. So year over year, we're getting about 10%, 13% growth in cover crops, so that's favorable. I think that will only continue to improve as farmers become get better, more familiar with the practice of cover cropping and learn those best management practices. We always tell them to start small and then ramp up. So I think that's in good favor for us. I also think that there's a class of digital tools, products from the Climate Corp and others that focus on nitrogen management, that are focused on imagery to understand if we need to spray for diseases or other pressures in the field. So I think there's, like I said, a combination of practices, but also new technologies that are coming on board to help us become more sustainable.
And Bayer basically has a suite of products that can help with that.
Exactly. The Climate Corp is probably the one that's obvious with the digital tools there and the nitrogen advisor, and then there's other products in the climate pipeline that we're working on, but also just products like Roundup Ready Extend, where if you had a Roundup resistant weed, maybe you resorted to tillage for control, but now with Extend on board, you could spray Extend to control and maybe go back to no-till. There's also products in our pipeline that a product called B300, which is a seed treatment that gives you a larger root, which inherently helps you sequester more carbon underground to help build a healthy soil and to help combat greenhouse gases. So products like that in our portfolio from Bayer are coming all the time.
Anything else that you want to touch on?
Yeah, I just want to reinforce the fact that Bayer Crop Science is very committed towards sustainability, so much, in fact, that it's a pillar within the organization. And then we have a lot of practices that we're working on developing, research in the field, but also product portfolio pipeline focused on it as well.
Charlie Forsman is Sustainable Agriculture Systems Lead with Bayer Crop Science. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield.